Now, we come to chapter 11, and we've come to the second major division. Up to this point, we've been dealing with the doctrine, and we've had a lot that's practical. I think you'll agree with that. But now we come to the practical implications. Christ brings us better benefits and duties, and we're going to see them now put down for us. And first of all, he's going to give what has been called the faith chapter of the Bible. Some call it the catalog of the heroes of faith. Personally, I don't care for that. I do not think that's the thought at all. The thought in this chapter is what faith has done in the past, in the lives of men and women, in all ages, under all circumstances, in every strata of society, that men have been able to live by faith. Now, we're going to see how it worked in the lives of men and women of the past, and their encouragement for us today. If they could do it, we can do it. Oh, not because we have any ability. Tell the truth, these folks didn't have any ability either. They were weak men and women, human beings, just like you and I are. But by faith, they did these things for God, and they were able to live under all kinds of circumstances. Oh, my Christian friend, let's enter this chapter with our head held high. We're going to be walking again in the tall corn. Now, it's so easy to even make the Christian life a series of rules. One of the reasons that so many people like to get under the Sermon on the Mount or the Ten Commandments is because men love rules and regulations, and they think it's easy to obey rules. It seems simple. I'll be very frank with you. When I go to a new place and I'm driving, I always ask the party to tell me how to get there. And they generally write it out. You turn here, left, and you go so many blocks, and you turn right. I like it like that because it's easy to follow. Life is like that for a great many folk. But now we're going to find that these people who went by faith went a different route altogether. And that's the way God actually wants us to go today. Unbelief, we're going to see, is probably, as we've already seen for that matter, the worst sin that anyone can commit. God has a remedy for every sin but the state of unbelief. Now, that doesn't mean there is an unpardonable sin. There's no act you could do today that God wouldn't forgive you tomorrow. But if you're in a state of unbelief today and in a state of unbelief tomorrow, God has no remedy for that, of course, at all.